He is Justin Davis, user experience designer and local legendary brewer.
Oh, I don't know that legendary is exactly the right word to hear or to use here, but he is Aubrey Goodman, web services developer, really all things developer, if we're going to get right down to it, and savorer of suds. And this is a show that we call Distilled. Welcome in here to this. We're glad to have all of you guys back in again for this extremely special episode. And we almost kind of have to rename the podcast for this one episode. Because
once again,
it's
brood.
Not about brood. Is yeah, but it's B-R-O-O-D. I think it's the right way to spell that. So anyway, here for Distilled, this is an extremely special episode because we have the fine folks from Goose Island Brewery. Is it Brewing Company or Brewery?
Beer Company.
Beer Company. Neither is the answer to that question. Perfect. Here with us, they've been in the Tampa Bay area doing a really cool event called Migration Week that we're going to talk about with them here in just a little bit. But first, I want to get you guys to introduce yourselves. Who are you guys? Welcome to Distill. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having us. This is awesome. My name's Patty. I am one of Goose Island's educators. And Tampa Bay's been awesome.
Awesome. Yeah.
I'm Taylor, brewer at Goose Island, and it's been great down here. Able to get a week off from working in the cellar and be able to come down here and
that's cool.
Help these guys market our beer a little bit more.
Yeah, we're really proud of our beer scene here. Tampa Bay has such an incredible beer scene. You don't hear about it, I don't think, outside of the Tampa Bay area very much, but we have Cigar City, very popular brewery. We have 30 different microbreweries around the region here, and all brewing really high quality stuff. It's an awesome thing. So glad you guys could come down and get a slice of it. And the weather got better, so that's good.
When we were in the car this morning, one of the guys pulled up and said it snowed in Illinois.
Oh, ouch. So perfect timing.
We're very happy to be here.
Perfect timing. That's awesome.
Snow.
That's awesome. So we were fortunate enough to meet these fine folks yesterday at an event that they did here at the First Wave Venture Center, where this podcast originates out of, where they invaded our office and brought us beer and lunch and tchotchkes and
how
glasses and t-shirts and all kinds of amazing stuff, and we got to actually call that work. It's just amazing.
And
I tweeted.
So did you.
We did absolutely. Yeah.
We were all working.
I love it.
Drinking.
I tweeted about it with the hashtag "My job is cooler than yours."
Yeah,
which was absolutely true yesterday.
I know. Work is so rough, right?
It really is.
It's so sad.
It really is. So y'all were in here for this thing called Migration Week. So talk a little bit about what this is. This is really cool. What is Migration Week? What do y'all do?
So Migration Week is a cool little program that we put together in the marketing department at Goose Island. And it's just kind of a really neat way for us to engage in our beer fans and have a personal face-to-face introduction. And that was one of the reasons why we came over and invaded your office. You guys have a pretty cool culture around here, and we just wanted to kind of share our culture with you and kind of pull a little bit of your culture from you guys. So we do a ton of different events, not just these little company lunches, and just have a lot of fun. Drink a lot of beer, meet a lot of people, buy a bunch of people beer.
Yeah, let's talk about that. You all go, you do these things. There's something flock something or other. I know the word flock is in there. where you go to bars and buy a bunch of beer for people. Is
that
right?
We call those we call those the flash flock. There happens to be a lot of random goose puns that are thrown out. Sometimes just for our own personal fun, but. Yeah, the Flash Flock is just where we go and run around to a bunch of different bars. There's kind of a loose schedule to it, but we just jump into that bar and buy people that were sitting at the bar. They have no idea that we're coming in typically. Buy a bunch of people some Goose Island beers. Talk to them about the beers.
Yeah, that's
great.
So cool.
Yeah.
What a great idea. I mean, really, anytime you buy beer for people... They're gonna like you,
yeah. Right.
They'll remember you more than the other beers that are the beer companies that are not buying them beer at the moment.
Yeah,
exactly.
You rise to the top of that list like right away.
It's fantastic. So
and you have excellent beer to boot. So you're not only buying them beer, you're buying them excellent beer.
The great thing is when like you just come up and you set down a beer and they're like really confused. Like, well, wait, you're. the beer's really free, like for right. me. Yeah, go ahead, drink it, take it, and they love it.
That's awesome. I'd love yeah. to see people's faces.
And not only that, it also shows some of our accounts here in the Tampa Bay area some nice love.
Yeah,
absolutely. From Goose Island.
Oh yeah, yeah, no doubt. Everybody wins. Everybody wins. So these guys were kind enough. It's we're recording this at 10 o'clock in the morning and drinking beer, and it's just fantastic. Every day should go like this. By the way,
your
we get
it?
The right sponsors.
I love it. Yeah, that's right. You know, it's funny. It's interesting sidebar about that. I remember, and you guys will probably appreciate this. I used to do a beer podcast called Davis on Draft, and unfortunately, it's not around anymore. But we would do it. You know. Every episode would center around like either a style or a brewery or a region or something like this. And one morning, I remember we were helping my sister move. It was a Sunday morning. We had to record the show. We recorded weekly. And it was the barley wine episode. Mm. And we had to do an hour-long show drinking 3 barley wines at 8 o'clock in the morning and then go help people move.
That's a great way to start the day.
It was rough.
Not a great way to end the day. To start tomorrow.
It was awesome. So they've brought in some beer for us to try and to talk about here. And the first beer that we're having right now is the 312 Urban Wheat Ale. Tell us a little bit about this beer.
Well, it's one of our oldest. It's one of our classics. It's a really nice American style wheat ale, light bodied, creamy. Really nice citrus and spicy notes in it. It's great, obviously, for places like here where it's sunny all the time. Mm-hmm. You could drink it all day long, but still feel good at the end of the mm-hmm. day.
It's a fantastic beach beer. Oh, this is perfect.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and now now that we have it in cans, which is awesome.
Oh, that's great. Yeah,
12 yeah, and 16
I'm just going to ask that. Is this in cans?
So. 12 yeah. and 16-ounce cans.
Fantastic.
And,
it won't let you take glass to the beach.
No.
Because inevitably, somebody breaks bottles and... You know, kids cut their feet on it later. So
somebody's always got to ruin the fun.
Yeah, everybody loves cans. You know,
yeah,
it's the new. It's really getting the cans are growing now. I mean, you see a lot of
breweries. Of them now.
Yeah, it's
used
great.
To be just bottles in the supermarket. Now I'm seeing more and more cans. It's really they're
and there's a lot of advantage to them. I mean, like, they're not susceptible to light striking, right? Because they're impervious to light. They don't. Leak air like bottle caps tend to do from time to time. I'm assuming you can stack a whole bunch more of them on a pallet because they're shorter. You know?
You could also do. I mean, you look at you look at bottles and stuff, and I think the one thing nowadays with as many tap handles that are out there, you're almost buying a beer just by the tap handle. You know, because everybody has kind of the same styles and stuff like that. But you're almost going like, who's got the coolest tap handle?
Yep.
And I think with the bottles you have the labels, but with a can you have a wraparound label that you can put. You got a bigger surface area to really make a cooler design and really catch the consumer's eye.
That's awesome. I love it. It's so cool, and it's neat to see it happening more and more, and certainly for those of us who live on a coastal city, it's mm-hmm. done, well, you guys are kind of coastal. You're
Where
Chicago.
Are we,
you're coastal. You
We're
have a coast.
The third coast.
The third coast.
Yeah.
the north coast.
The north coast.
Right. Yeah. So, and not only that, they're also lighter. You can throw more in the backpack to take out to the beach.
The glass. Cool.
And you can shoot them out of slingshots.
Yes. Yes, you can. And easier recyclable.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right. All advantages, all good things.
Incredible advantages.
Yeah. All good things.
Yeah,
they're basically mini traveling kegs.
I love that. That's what I'm going to call them from now on. Can you go get a 6-pack of mini traveling kegs at the grocery store? I love that. Talk about the 312. So the 312 is a series of beers, right? I know there's
just started this year.
Okay.
This year. Mm-hmm. You know, it was the, here we go.
So,
Switching up beers.
Go ahead.
So this year we had our 312 day, which was great. You know, it's now, I guess, a national beer holiday is what we could call it.
I love it.
Where we released our new 312 Urban Pale Ale, which is phenomenal. Yep. It's it's perfect. It's a great sister with the 312 Urban Wheat. You know, light, medium body, pale ale, You know, the Amarillo hops just really pop in there.
Yeah, I tried that yesterday. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I love single hopped pale ales are awesome. You really get the hop. You know, like you can really study the hop, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
Not to sound too overly academic about it, but...
What? Overly academic is kind of our thing.
Yeah. We are always going to be students.
That's right. That is right. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. So are there just the two of them in the 312 line right now?
Right.
Just
this year was the first year that we expanded that line, and the future for it is going to be...
Bright.
Yes.
Bright,
light.
Bright like the hops... Yes. And the crisp malt that makes the body of the beer.
I love it. You want a sound bite? Right.
And 312 is also the downtown area code of Chicago. Right. So
I was going to guess. Yeah. I was going to say, that sounds like an area code.
It's that little Chicago hometown like piece of us there.
I love it. Now, how many states are you guys in?
All 50 states.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yep.
Wow, that's incredible. So we have another beer here to try.
And this one actually comes with a story. It has a sister beer, which we'll get to shortly. And I was enjoying the sister beer yesterday, which is called Matilda. And I remember... What was it? Do you remember the context of that?
Sure. So we were actually going back and forth, and I came over to you and said, "Hey, you know, have you tried the Matilda?" And you go, "Actually, this reminds me of a beer that I'm in love with."
Right. Well, this was hilarious.
What's the name of that beer? And you're like, "I think it's Sophia."
Sophia, right? Yeah, I think so. And you say, "Is it maybe?"
Really, we have a Sophie. I'm like, "That's, you know, what kind was he?" He goes, "Belgian ale."
Yeah, but I don't know. That doesn't sound like it. No, I don't think so. Let me go look through my photos, and I go through, and this is a photo from years ago. Or I think 2 years ago. So it was way back in the photo. I'm just scrolling. And I'm like, oh, I know it's in here somewhere. And yeah, sure enough, I find the photo. And damned if it wasn't this delicious Goose Island beer.
Sure. It was wonderful to have someone else promote our beer back to me.
You know? That's awesome.
Because we're standing there talking. And I'm like, what's he going to say? Which Belgian ale is he going to say? And it was ours. So it was awesome that 2 years ago he had our beer. And
that's
was
so
actually
cool.
Saying, hey, why don't you try that Goose Island beer? And I'm from Goose Island. So
that's so cool.
And it was a great long story kind of deal for me, because the way I came into discover this beer was I was visiting a friend, and he randomly just pulled some beers out of the fridge. He had one of them. He didn't even have like a six pack. He just had the one. Like, he had bought a single of it somewhere. And this was in Arlington, Virginia. And I was just like, oh man, this is so good. I'm going to take a photo of that. And now I'm glad I did, because I would have not been able to confirm the story if I had not taken that photo.
I love it.
I kept the photo too.
Right. No,
and
exactly.
I've gotten new phones since then.
And now
too.
You know that the labels are very similar, very plain, similar. You know, writing on them. Now we
elegant,
find them.
Even yeah. one very might elegant. Say.
Which I think perfectly describes the beer. It has that lovely citrusy quality to it that I really love in a Belgian. I think
this is a Belgian farmhouse ale.
Yep.
So this is in a kind of a Saison or Beer de Garde kind of family, right? Am I right?
Yes, that is correct.
I hope
exactly
I'm right.
Yeah.
And so it's got a very tart, especially finish to it. Mm. Almost a lemony tart finish to it. Mm. Really incredible.
Really dries out. Mm-hmm. Nice dry finish on it too. Which,
yeah.
You know, you get that you know, orange zest and sort of fruitiness, and you know, waters up the mouth, and then dry it out, and then
love it.
Go back
rinse
in
and
for
repeat.
Another one. Yeah, exactly.
The contrasting juxtaposition, I think, in that quality experience.
It has a really, really nice effervescent, almost champagne-like aspect on the palate
that's
as well.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite aspects of it.
Yeah, let me tell you, I don't know if you guys are into like brunch around here on the weekends. Oh.
Tampa does brunch.
Throw
quite
a little
well.
OJ into Sophie.
It's the New World Mimosa, baby.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It is incredible.
I love it.
Eggs Benedict and Sophie Mimosas are just to die for.
You all need to come up with a name brunch. For that. And like,
funny you say that. there's a couple different ideas. Mine personally is a Mimofi.
There we go.
But then there's others that say Sophie Mosa. So, I mean, I'm sticking with my Mamofi.
I like Mamofi. I'm a fan.
We should hashtag something.
Something like
have
that.
Have people tweet like the best names for it.
The best name for a Sophie
that's
Mimosa.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
We can ask our beer fans. Tampa, get to us. Let me know what you like.
That is so funny. Yeah, the masters of branding here. I tell you, your all's branding stuff is just on the... I mean, it is buttoned up. Like, all the videos you showed us yesterday that you've done.
You're
incredible.
You're drinking a 3-1-2.
Yeah, it's remarkable. It's remarkable.
Do you want to voice over our next video?
He may not have told you he has an album on Spotify.
Oh, really? That's awesome.
I have a long sordid past in front of microphones, both on stage and off. So, very cool. This is a great beer. You know, I think that we've seen over the past, say, 3 or 4 years or so, there's a lot more... Saisons and Belgian farmhouse ales and that kind of family have really become a lot more popular. I mean, I think a lot of people are looking at these styles as saying, you know, I could bring a wheat ale out, or I could bring a Saison out to the beach as well, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, they work really well for that.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Fantastic. Now, tell us the story about Goose Island. It's old microbrewery. It's kind of one of the...
kind of one of the founding, you know... pioneers, I guess you could call it, of craft beer. We opened up in, actually it was May of 1988.
Wow.
Yeah. That's funny amazing. Thing, it was Friday the 13th, May 13th.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That one worked out.
Luck was on our side, but it's been an incredible ride, and yeah.
That's so cool.
It's been around a while.
That's so cool. Are the original founders still around? Are they still...
Oh, yes. John Hall, he still owns and operates the two brew pubs.
Wow.
That are in the Chicago...
Yep.
The Chicago area there. There's one in the Wrigleyville neighborhood. There's also one in the Lincoln Park neighborhood.
Yep.
The Lincoln Park neighborhood is the original brew pub.
Cool.
Yep. So it's pretty awesome. And... there's also multiple times that John Hall still makes it over to the production facility, says hi to the brewers, nice. and he's still involved in a lot of aspects of Goose Island.
Yeah, so cool.
Yep,
that's so cool. Now you guys. Hopefully I can ask this question.
If you can't, we'll just redact it.
No comment. We'll just redact it if not. You guys have a partnership with Anheuser-Busch, is that correct?
That is correct.
That's true.
Right. I think that's probably widely known.
It is widely known.
When was that? When did that happen? That was
March of 2011.
Oh, so it's fairly recent.
Yep.
How's it gone? I mean, I don't know if you guys were around in March of 2011 since then to see kind of the before after. How's it been?
I was part of the pub crew.
Yep.
Prior to us partnering up with Anheuser-Busch.
Yep.
And then after that, I got offered a job full-time in the marketing department. So I would have to say that that's definitely one benefit.
Yeah, right. yeah, well, they bring a lot of resources. They bring a lot of distribution.
They absolutely do.
It helps you guys really get this beer out.
They absolutely which is do.
And no offense to Anheuser-Busch. certainly not, because they're a fine company. but your beer is still really good.
That's
what's been great about it. I mean, you know, working in the brewery and stuff, I guess fairly new, just under a year.
Yeah.
Been working there, and there's a lot has gone on in the brewery as far as bringing in new equipment and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And there hasn't been, nothing's changed as far as, you know, recipe development and stuff like that. Beer is the same. Getting better.
Yeah.
I think that's a great thing about the partnership is that we do have that, you know, financial resource to be able to do what we're doing and continue to do it and grow and do it. You know, we have we're moving into a new barrel warehouse here pretty soon that's gonna quadruple the amount of, you know, bourbon barrels and wine barrels and our barrel aging program.
That's incredible.
It's going to be great because we're going to be able to do what Goose has been doing for years now, with, you know, Bourbon County, and but do it bigger,
yep,
do it a lot bigger, and but you're not going to see a change. Yeah. The only change is going to be for the better.
Right, yeah. Just the scale of things, you know, which is awesome. It's like the perfect match, you know. I love that. I love that. That's great. So we're drinking now. We've moved on to the sister.
The sister beer, yes.
The
Matilda.
Is this the... Is this the good sister or the evil sister?
It depends. Depends what you like.
Yeah, that's right.
This is Matilda. Technically not sisters with Sophie specifically.
Yep.
Sophie is actually John Hall, our founder, his oldest granddaughter. So we named that beer kind of an homage to the farmhouse type of beers where it's the family run... back in Belgium, so it was kind of like a little bit of a tip to the hat to them. That's cool. Naming the beer after someone within the Hall family. And then Matilda is actually named after an 11th century Tuscan countess.
Really?
Yes, and since you guys are beer fans, Matilda is actually an homage to the Monastery of Orval.
No kidding.
Yes.
Which obviously a very storied beer history. Orval is a very famous Belgian. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Good. So Matilda is the woman that is responsible for funding the Monastery of Orval. And if you go to Orval, there is a humongous stained glass window of Matilda, and they tell that story of Matilda.
I love it.
And one of our former brewers spent a lot of time in Belgium and... already loved Orval and fell in love with the story of Matilda and came back and wanted to brew a beer and name it Matilda.
That's cool. That's so cool. You know, this makes me think about something I think is really unique about the craft beer world. And it's so cool. You tell the story about Matilda and the involvement with Orval, you know, and all this, and you could say, well, you know, we're a competitor with Orval, you know, all this, but the craft beer community has such an amazing spirit of cooperation and just a shared love for each other. I heard somebody years ago refer to it as co-opetition, that I thought was the perfect word for it, you know. It's unlike any other industry I've ever seen. Brewers really support one another. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I think I'm going to use that, co-opetition.
Yeah.
I really like that.
It's great, right? I wish I could attribute it. You need to attribute it to me. Yeah, I think if you lose attribution, then you just assume ownership.
I love it. But yeah, the community and the craft beer community especially, it's something that everybody kind of, you know, everybody within the industry really digs what everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
So it is a lot of fun, and we like to run around and try everybody else's beers, and you know, especially the Belgian beers and those classic English beers. Those are how we kind of got Goose Island. That was like our start.
Yeah,
we were taking those classic type of beers and saying like, hey, we want to have these in Chicago.
Is that how Goose Island started? Was Goose Island brewing Belgian beers from very early on?
Not from the beginning. It actually started with the English pub ales.
Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So John Hall, our founder, he did a lot of traveling in his previous career, and it took him to the UK a lot, and he fell in love with the English pub. And the beers that they served at the English pub, you get those ordinary bitters, those milds, cask conditioned, all of that, those types of beers. And he wanted to, he eventually drew up a plan to start that type of culture in Chicago.
Yep. That's so cool. And you know, it's awesome because when I tasted this, the Matilda yesterday and Sophie as well, It struck me because these are Belgian-style beers brewed not by necessarily a Belgian-style brewer, not like an Amagang or somebody like that, right, who that's all they do. And they're incredibly high quality. I mean, they stand up against anything that, like, Amagang or even a Belgian brewery would create, right? And it's, you don't see that often. I mean, sometimes you have craft brewers that sort of take a stab at a Belgian style, and it doesn't turn out so well, right?
But you guys, I know. Thank you, Taylor.
You nailed it.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, like you said, you know, the breweries, you know, kind of specialize in, you know, certain styles, and then maybe they'll kind of branch out and try to do something, and might work, it might not, but I think that's a cool thing about us at Goose Island is that we kind of specialize in like two different, you know, big styles, you know, the Belgian style and English styles, and we get to, we still do dabble in the other.
Yeah.
Other arts as well.
Yeah.
The dark arts.
The other arts. I love it. I love it. That's fantastic. Well, it's, Matilda's an incredible beer. Mm-hmm. All of you out there listening should go out and run out and buy about 150 cases of it today. That would be the ideal scenario.
And since you're in all 50 states, you have no excuse.
That's right.
Exactly. That's,
unless you're an international listener.
And I know that tonight, I mean, if you want to, anyone who is listening, we will be out buying beers tonight as well in the Tampa area.
Yeah.
So
where can we get free beer?
Right. So we will be at Wood-Fired Pizza at 6 o'clock, hopefully. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, these times we try to get there right on time. But, you know, sometimes the flash of people following us for beer can be large. it's Gasper's Grotto.
Yeah, Grotto. Yeah. Oh, Grotto, down in Ybor City.
Gasper's Grotto.
I don't know if you've been to Ybor City yet, but you're gonna like that.
Yeah, so we're going to go to Gasper's around 5 o'clock, kind of start our flocking then.
Yep.
And then at 6, we'll go to the Wood-Fired Pizza. And then around 8, we're going to go to Copper Top over on Fowler Ave.
Awesome.
So those are the accounts we're trying to visit tonight, you know, as a part of the Migration Weeks. Like we've been talking, the flash flocks that we do.
Yep.
And the neatest part for everyone coming in is that Migration Weeks are completely authentic as far as who is in from Chicago, because we have a team that's 100% living, working in Chicago. And that's what we really like to bring to each market. And anyone who even wants to follow, you know, where is Migration Week going? What are we doing? We have a website, and that's www.gooseisland.com/migration. If anyone needs to follow around where we're going.
Where do we follow you on Twitter, by the way? Is it just at Goose Island?
Yes.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. At Goose Island, folks.
Yes. And we have a hashtag Migration Week.
Hashtag Migration Week. I love it. We're going to be adding all of that to the tweets and everything that we send out about this show.
We brought in something extra special here. It'll be the last thing that we're going to sample with you guys. It's called Rosselbach. So it's part of our Fulton and Wood series. Our brewery is on the corner of Fulton and Wood in Chicago. Yep. This is something that only individuals living in Chicago typically get to try. So you should feel very special today.
Look,
I hope you do.
This.
We love to bring rare beers with us along on Migration Week. So we can say, hey, we're still craft. We're still authentic from Chicago, trying something new. So
this
is our love to the community of Chicago that we have. Patty here is going to go over exactly what you're tasting. She is the educator.
Ooh, boy.
Isn't that
this is
wonderful?
Incredible. Wow.
So, yeah, thank you, Tricia. The Fulton and Wood is definitely a really, really cool project that we're doing, because it's teams of people that you wouldn't probably see on a brewing team. So we had, on the Rosselbach team, we had people from finance. We had people from our operations. We had a couple people from marketing, and then we had two brewers. And we all teamed up, got into a room together, had a couple fights, and came out with a beer. It was really awesome.
That is great. Talk about the co-opetition, right?
I know,
there
right?
it is
the
happening right there.
So, and it's a kind of a hybrid of three different styles of German beers. It's a, we call it a Dunkelrogen Weizenbach. So
I taste all of those three parts now that you say
it. Isn't that awesome? Yeah.
That's awesome.
So the funny thing is every single one of us that walked into that room the first day, we were all in a million different directions. We all threw out probably three different ideas about what we're like, hey, let's brew this. Well, hey, let's brew this. And then next thing you know, it actually turned out after a couple more meetings, we really kind of chiseled it down to one idea, but it encompassed all of our own individual ideas in some form or another. But it was really cool. Each one of the teams definitely operates very, very differently. But this is just an incredible 6.8% ABV. Gets a really, really full, creamy body on there from the bites in. Just a touch of spice in there from the rye. And you get a lot of clove, a lot of banana on the nose from the yeast strain that we used.
Yep.
But yeah.
So good. It's incredible. So do you normally brew these and just have them on tap in Chicago?
Yes. Yeah. They are draft only, Chicago only. But since we brought this migration down to Tampa Bay, we brought some draft Rosselbach down to Tampa Bay.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That is fantastic. It's an amazing beer. And I tell you, if there's anything that has been the consistent thread through all of this, is that all these beers are really high quality. So make sure to go out and if you see that big honker on the on the tap handle, get yourself a pint of it, because it's bound to be good.
And, you know, looking at those handles, you just can't help but not get a beer.
You want to pet it.
Because it's like, it's so, yeah, it sticks out a little farther. It's like it's smiling at you. Yeah. It wants you to have a beer.
I love it. I love it.
Drink me. Please.
Exactly.
It's fantastic. Well, I know you guys have to run. You've got places to go and beer to hand out to people. But thank you guys for stopping in and bringing us some beer and talking about it. It's just fantastic.
Thank you.
One last quick lightning round question, and then we'll close it out. Everybody gets asked this question, but I have to ask it. Outside of Goose Island, what's another beer you turn to? What's another favorite that you love?
Oh, goodness. Well, this time of year, it's I don't know, it's just part of my DNA. Yeah. I grew up in Michigan, and this is Oberon season for me.
I was going to say Bells. You've got to be talking about Bells.
It's Oberon season for me.
Awesome.
So it's kind of a celebratory, it's a celebratory beer for me. Like the Tigers start playing. Sorry, I'm a Tigers fan. But the Tigers start playing, and I want to sit down, watch a baseball game, and have an Oberon.
Yep. I love it.
I'm going to go with Sweetwater. I'm going to bring it over.
Oh, really? Oh,
there we go.
Oh, I love a little Atlanta, Georgia love there. Okay.
420 and IPA.
Yeah.
420 is just a really nice drinkable pale ale. Really, I mean, just super good. And then their IPA is just, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal beer.
Great hop aroma, hop flavor.
Love it.
So I'll bring it over to the East Coast.
Awesome. I like it. Little East Coast love. I grew up in Knoxville, Tennessee, not too far from Atlanta. So drink a lot of Sweetwater growing up. Awesome. Well, thank you guys for being here again, and we hope that the rest of Tampa Bay treats you amazingly. I'm sure it will. You're going to treat our town amazingly because you're giving out free beer, and that's incredible. And that's it.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys next week then.
All right.
Awesome. That is the listeners, not
thank
you guys,
you so.
Unfortunately.
Thank you. We can come back next week.
Oh, perfect.
Please do.
I love it.
Thanks
Cheers,
for
everyone.
Having us.
All right.
Thank you guys,
and thanks for listening, folks.